Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, it's, you know, the time of summer when celebrations happen. Independence Day had just passed, and lots of picnics and family get-togethers and all kinds of fun stuff. And it makes me think about one of the big drivers in rural Minnesota economy is tourism.
Absolutely. Yeah, we raise millions of dollars. I was looking at some numbers this morning, and I think it was in the range of $840 million in 2011 just in wages.
Wow.
In the tourism and leisure and hospitality category in rural Minnesota. That's not counting the Twin Cities.
Right.
So it's a pretty good chunk of change.
Well, you know, and there are certainly some hot spots, you might call it, in Minnesota for tourism. The Brainerd Lakes area mm-hmm. gets very, very busy over the
yes.
tourism season, as does Duluth and the North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
I know Duluth is trying to recover from the flooding of late, and I think is doing yeoman work to mm-hmm. try and get things put back together in such a fashion so that people will be encouraged and invited to come and enjoy
right.
The Twin Ports.
Right, because
Superior.
That's quite a loss of revenue when you can't have tourists coming in.
Right, and you know, I mean, I know that one of the big attractions in Duluth is the train. There's like a train depot museum,
right,
which
mm-hmm.
I love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that was underwater for part of the time. So I know that they are probably really, really working hard to try and get
right.
everything put back together so that, you know, folks can enjoy that part of the world. I know the North Shore, while there were some access issues for a little while, you can get to that area. So
right.
Mm-hmm. you can enjoy Gooseberry Falls and, you know, Grand Marais and mm-hmm. all those wonderful things as well. But there are also some other little hot spots of tourism that maybe aren't quite as well known as those two. You've got down in southeastern
sure.
Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
you've got some wonderful biking areas and so forth.
Oh, the Root River Trail
yeah.
along through southeast Minnesota is gorgeous. You have the city of Lanesboro, which has built itself in the last 10, 20 years to be a creative arts theater town, and
yeah,
people love going there.
It's incredible. It's a mecca for people
mm-hmm.
who love to bike because of the trail
mm-hmm.
and who appreciate the arts
right.
Because they have this wonderful theater troupe there mm-hmm. and everything.
And
it's just a tiny little town, you know, otherwise. But
right.
They do really, really well with that.
Right. And for the intellectually minded, Winona has a Shakespeare festival now. And, of course, there's always New York Mills with their great think-off. The name escapes me right now, but
they
have that great think-off every year.
Okay.
And, of course, there's just all the bullhead days and the duck days and every possible something days that you can think of all over.
The town celebrations. They are my favorite.
The town celebrations are the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget the big ball of twine. If people want to learn more about where to go in Minnesota for tourism.
Oh, there's a ton of stuff at the state's tourism website at exploreminnesota.com.
We've run out of time. So thanks for joining us today. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.